Here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's May the 9th, 2009. It's the birthday of Ellen Bryant Voigt, born in Danville, Virginia, 1943. Ellen Bryant Voigt, who said, "Resist any temptation to use the poem to make its readers like you or admire you or forgive you." She grew up on a farm. Lots of relatives around, started playing piano because it was a way to be by herself. She went to school to study piano and to become a high school band director, got a job playing piano at a resort, decided that she hated that. And then she read some poems, Rilke, E.E. Cummings, and switched to studying literature. Her books of poems include Kyrie, The Forces of Plenty, Shadow of Heaven. It's the birthday of Mona Van Dyne, born in Waterloo, Iowa, 1921. She was shy, she was smart, she was tall, she wrote poetry secretly, filling notebook after notebook, published her first book when she was 38 years old, Valentines to the Wide World. Mona Van Dyne, who said, "I believe that good poetry can be as ornate as a cathedral or as bare as a potting shed, as long as it confronts the self with honesty and fullness. Nobody is born with the capacity to perform this act of confrontation in poetry or anywhere else. One's writing career is simply a continuing effort to increase one's skill at it." It's the birthday of the poet Charles Simic, born in Belgrade, Yugoslavia, 1938. Belgrade was bombed during World War II. His childhood was traumatic. He said, "Hitler and Stalin taught us the basics." In 1954, he and his mother moved to New York and then to Oak Park, Illinois, where his father had found work. Charles Simic did not speak English until he was 15, and when he set out to write, he decided to write poetry because he wouldn't have to use as many words as he would in a story. Drafted into the Army, 1961, after which he moved to New York to get his degree at NYU. He said, "You could smell a certain high lunacy in New York. All those street scenes, sights made a tremendous impression on my mind. I have an endless anthology of them." Charles Simic, who said, "Many of my shortest and seemingly simple poems took years to get right. I tinker with most of my poems even after publication. I expect to be revising in my coffin as it is being lowered into the ground." Here's a poem for today, a poem for the day before Mother's Day, by Wendell Berry, entitled "To My Mother." "I was your rebellious son. Do you remember? Sometimes I wonder if you do remember. So complete has your forgiveness been. So complete has your forgiveness been, I wonder sometimes if it did not precede my wrong, and I erred, safe found within your love, prepared ahead of me, the way home or my bed at night, so that almost I should forgive you, who perhaps foresaw the worst that I might do, and forgave before I could act, causing me to smile now, looking back, to see how paltry was my worst compared to your forgiveness of it already given. And this, then, is the vision of that heaven of which we have heard, where those who love each other have forgiven each other, where, for that, the leaves are green, the light, a music in the air, and all is unentangled, and all is undismayed." To My Mother, by Wendell Berry, from his collection Entries, published by Pantheon Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.